It's Tuesday's Roundup. Brought to you by Added Touch Floral and Gifts, Julie Karen State Farm, Richland Hospital, Cardinal Glass CG, and by Badgerland Flooring. And today is quiz day. Hank is handing out the questions, and Phil bravely, boldly, and often incorrectly taking the quiz. Confidence sky high. Accuracy still under review. Hank's got the answers, Phil's got the guesses, and somehow
we've got a show.
Play along and see if you can beat Phil, which, statistically speaking,
you probably can.
Tuesday's Roundup, where the questions are tough
and Phil makes them tougher.
It's time for the Roundup.
Rawhide. Cut them out. Ride them in. Cut them out.
Ride them in.
Everybody, yes. Hello. Oh, there he is. Here, what, he's a little late today.
I was with my horse stalling.
Is that what it was?
Yeah.
Oh, all right.
How you doing, buddy?
Not bad. You're not too out of breath. That's good.
No, not at all. I lost track of my team. Okay.
Well.
So, what are you up to today?
Not much.
Really?
Push mowed the yard a little bit last night, where the gate isn't big enough to get my riding mower in there.
To get your mower in there. Yes. That was a lot of work for you, wasn't it? Did she make you rake the grass up?
No, that's going to be an assignment of the daycare kids today.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, I think so.
You know they'll
put
them
to work.
They'll play with that.
Yeah, that's the way we do it.
Yeah.
Give them a rake, put them to work.
Yeah, that boys.
Uh-huh. Yeah. And the next thing you know, they're hitting each other with rakes.
Yeah.
You know? Exactly.
Says a lot, Phil.
Yeah,
says a lot.
It does.
So anyway, family good?
As far as I know, yeah.
How's little Everett?
Little Everett is really good.
Is he?
He's starting to, like, talk a little bit, like, goo, goo, ga, ga.
Oh, really?
Yeah, kind of like his grandpa.
Kind of like his grandpa, yeah.
Goo, goo, ga, ga.
You took that right out of my hands. You said it before I could say it.
Yeah, but he's a talker. You can see that the knee side coming out in him.
So. Oh, yeah.
Yep.
I still call him Little Hank. That's all
Little Hank?
Little Hank, yeah.
I don't know about that. So,
Junior.
Yeah, Hank Jr.
Yeah, Hank Jr.
There's only one Hank Jr.
Too bad. That's a good thing.
Yeah.
Hey, what is one thing you would change about our culture today in this?
Oh, my goodness. That's kind of tough.
It is?
Yeah. Being combative, you know? I mean, I don't know.
Get rid of electronics.
Electronics?
Yeah.
Oh, that's a good call.
Yeah.
That might be the cause of some of the chaos, though, sometimes too. So,
you might be from Pea Ridge, Philip.
If you don't have you probably still have landlines in Pea Ridge, don't you?
Well, I'm assuming copper's coming to an end.
Yeah.
So, but you might be from Pea Ridge, Philip. If you think a four-wheeler or a UTV counts as reliable transportation.
well, it does, doesn't it?
It does for me.
Absolutely.
So
I'd say more of a tractor, you know.
Yeah.
A tractor.
Yeah. Tractors, yeah. I think the tractors are bigger up here. There used to be a lot of farming down there, like before the 1985 dairy buyout. Do you remember that? I mean, when the federal government came in and bought all these farms out.
Farm crisis in the 80s, yeah.
But anyway, and now it's just more beef than anything down there. So my dad raises beef. There's a lot of beef. Beef and poultry. So Speckled Pete. Speckled Pete's down there, or his relative.
Yeah, it'd be like what would he be? Like Speckled Pete the 73rd or something like that? Or maybe more than that.
He's probably more than that.
Yeah.
Maybe. Average lifespan is what, 72 weeks?
How much?
Well, for our area.
Speckled Pete lived to be like 100, though.
Did he?
In rooster years.
He's still there, and you're in the... He's still there.
Yeah.
All right, buddy. Here's your quiz today, all right? It's a lot a la carte.
A la carte?
Yes.
All right.
All right, buddy. Which was a real product? Is it a yodeling pickle, a finger toothbrushes for cats, or soup-flavored toothpaste?
Oh.
All right. Number two, which of the following is the official state tree of Wisconsin? This has been chosen twice by statewide votes of school children. All right. Is it the white oak, the eastern white pine, the sugar maple, or the American elm?
Like was waiting for one more and it didn't get there. So,
all right. Number three. All right. Which college football team is known as the Blue Hose?
The what?
The Blue Hose.
Okay.
All right. Is it Presbyterian, College, Duke, Boise State, or Middle Tennessee? Which is known as the Blue Hose.
All right. All right. I'll just take a stab.
Number four. Before 1912, how long was the playing field between the goal lines in football? Is it A, 90 yards, B, 100 yards, C, 110 yards, or D, 120 yards?
Okay.
You probably know this one.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Number fiver. What group of what is a group of cardinals called? All right. Is it a chapel, a flash, a college, or a scarlet? A chapel, a flash, a college, or scarlet?
Okay.
Bing! Number six.
All right.
Which president regularly swam nude in the Potomac River? Or the Potomac River? Platomic.
Platomic. Yeah. The Plutonic River.
Yeah, the Plutonic River. Yeah. Which president regularly swam nude in the Potomac River? Is it John Quincy Adams, Abraham Lincoln, James Buchanan, or Andrew Johnson? I couldn't. My glasses got stuck there, buddy.
All right. Go ahead.
All right. Yuma High School, Arizona mascot is the Criminals. Is it true or false? Yuma High School, Arizona's mascot is the Criminals.
All right.
All right, number eight. South Wayne had a high school until it closed in 1967.
Yeah.
In 1968, its students joined Blackhawk.
Yes.
What was the mascot of South Wayne? Was it the Grainmen, the Vandals, the Hilltoppers, or the Hawks?
Wow. Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
All right.
Number nine.
Niner.
Silly String is banned on Halloween in Los Angeles. True or false?
That does make a mess.
It does, doesn't it? All right, number 10. Young adults ages 18 to 25 have the highest rate of phone use at the table. Approximately what percentage admit in doing it? Is it 25%, 50%, 75%, or 95%?
Admit, probably the key word.
Yes.
Might not realize you're doing it all the time.
Yeah, you may not. Yeah.
Okay.
All right, buddy. How do you think you did?
I'm going with about seven right.
Okay.
Yep.
Which was a real product? Was it a yodeling pickle, a finger toothbrush for cats, or soup-flavored toothbrush?
Soup-flavored toothpaste.
Nope, it was a yodeling pickle.
No! That would have been the... My last choice. Because I think I had actually heard of soup-flavored.
Never heard of it.
No? Well, maybe.
I'll give you credit where credit is due, but I didn't see any.
I'm sure I dreamed that.
Yeah. Which of the following is the official state tree of Wisconsin, chosen twice by statewide votes of school children? Is it the white oak, the eastern pine, the sugar maple, or the American elm?
I'm going with sugar maple.
It is a sugar maple. Apparently, Wisconsin legislators couldn't trust themselves with such a difficult decision, so they handed the vote to school children in 1893, who promptly chose that tree that literally gives them free candy syrup. When asked again in 1948, just to be sure, the children doubled down on liquid sugar, proving that pancake-driven politics always win in the Badger State.
Hmm.
Yeah.
See, the one I was waiting for, I was thinking Christmas trees, so I was kind of thinking, I was going in that route, but that wasn't one of the choices.
I have a Christmas trees. Well, I have a bonus question here. Which animal was designated as a Wisconsin's official state wildlife animal in 1957?
Wildlife animal, probably the deer, white-tailed deer.
Yes.
Is that right?
Yeah. Woohoo! I would have took the American badger, too, because they share it.
Oh.
So, okay. All right. Which college football team is known as the Blue Hose? Is the Presbyterian College, Duke, Boise State, or Middle Tennessee?
Well, I think I've heard of some of the others, so I went with the first one.
Yeah, Presbyterian, you're exactly right. I figured you'd know.
The blue, do they wear blue stockings in, or what do they wear?
Well, it's a blue hose, fire hose. You got to check it out.
Oh, I was thinking they're socks.
No.
Oh, all right.
The Blue Hose sounds like a football team sponsored by the plumbing department.
Yeah.
Before 1912, how long was the playing field between the goal lines? Is it 90 yards, 100 yards, 110 yards, 120 yards?
I went with 120.
No, it's 110.
No!
110.
Boy, slipping today. Slipping.
Apparently, somebody finally woke up and said, you know what? This is ridiculous. We're going to 100 yards. What is a group of cardinals called? Is it a chapel, a flash, a college, or a scarlet?
College.
It is a college. Woo-hoo! Which somehow makes them sound like less birds and more like they're about to discuss philology and football rankers.
Oh, okay.
Sure. So,
All right.
Let's see. Number six. Which president regularly swam nude in the Potomac River? Is it John Quincy Adams, Abraham Lincoln, James Buchanan, or Andrew Johnson?
I went with the third one.
Yeah, it's John Quincy Adams.
No!
Apparently, Secret Service protection wouldn't have required a towel and strong willingness not to make eye contact.
That'd
be tough. Yuma High School, Arizona's mascot is the Criminals. True or false?
It's got to be true.
It is. Named because the school building used to be a territorial prison. So it's the Yuma Criminals.
The Criminals.
South Wayne had a high school until it closed in 1967. In 1968, its students joined Blackhawk, which is the mascot of South Wayne. Was it the Grainmen, the Vandals, the Hilltoppers, or the Hawks?
I went with the Hawks.
Yeah, it's the Vandals.
No! I know it wasn't Hilltoppers because that's pretty flat country.
Yes, yeah. I purposely put the Hilltoppers in there.
Yeah, I knew that. I knew that wasn't one of them. And a little fun fact, that's where June was originally located back in the
day. Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh,
eventually cool. With Blackhawk, or I think, yeah, they were in the Blackhawk district when she was there. Yep.
Silly String is banned on Halloween in Los Angeles. True or false?
That's got to be true.
It is true. Here, the ban was placed in 2004 because the cleanup cost exceeded over $200,000 for Silly String.
It makes a mess. Even if I buy one can
for the
grandkids, it's a mess.
Yeah.
Always impresses June.
I'm sure it does. I'm sure. Do you kind of leave after the Silly String is out?
Yep.
Figured you would.
I've got some stinky spray, too, that I spray and then leave.
So. Young adults ages 18 to 24, Philip, have the highest rate of phone use at the dinner table. Approximately what percentage admit doing it? Is it 25, 50, 75, or 95%?
I went with 75.
100%
right. Oh, all right.
The other 25% couldn't answer the survey because they were busy checking their phones.
One, two, six right.
Yeah, that's the worst you've ever done.
Oh, I know about that.
That with me.
Well, really? Six correct? Oh, boy.
So
well,
Hank won today.
Ain't going on the fridge.
Hank won today.
I guess you did.
Woo-hoo!
Some obscure questions there.
Yeah, so now I'm going to go check out the soup-flavored toothpaste, though.
Yeah.
I've never heard of it.
Well.
It's hard to get onion and chives in toothpaste.
That's true.
Have a good day, my friend. Right. Be kind.
That's Hank Bray.